know that we all gonna be alright. We gon' make it through if it takes us all night. No matter what the odds may bring our way, I can see the blessings coming our way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way. Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Supernatural Hustler podcast, hosted by yours truly, Faith Camille. And so for those of you that are new here, the Supernatural Hustler is a show that I created to empower and encourage the next generation on their journey of pursuing their calling and career. And to just give a little bit of background about me, something I did not do in the first episode, which I realized after the fact, but I am a nonprofit founder and director, author, curriculum developer, and much more. However, I want to point out that I still experience how hard the journey can be of figuring out your career and also your calling. And so I just created this platform to show that you're not alone on your journey, and also to share the lessons that I'm learning along the way. So something I thought I'd do to kind of like break the ice in the episodes is start sharing what I like to call my random thoughts of the day. I do this on my Instagram where I just like share random things that I'd be thinking about. And it literally doesn't have a topic or anything. It could be about anything in life. And I won't take long because it's probably going to be something stupid that I'm going to say or something like really random and crazy. So I won't spend too long on this. Like, this won't even be a whole segment. I don't even know if I'm still going to do this, but here's my random thought of the day, y'all. Okay. So WALL-E is such an underrated movie. And I need us to get serious for a moment because listen, I watched WALL-E the other day and I was almost in tears. I was mesmerized. I was like, why isn't this movie talked about more? I feel like because the main character doesn't talk, that a lot of people think it might be a boring movie. I don't know what it is, but literally it's such an amazing movie. And I feel like we don't talk about WALL-E enough. I just feel like it deserves more from us. It deserves more. And fun fact, I did some research and it wasn't just like one of the highest rating films of that year. It's literally one of the best rated films in Pixar history. But we don't be talking about that though. Nobody be talking about WALL-E. I just find that weird. I find that strange. What's that TikTok? Oh, you don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious? Y'all know that TikTok? If you don't know that TikTok, this is awkward. This is going to be awkward for you and for me. But if you know that TikTok, we here. Anywho, so enough about WALL-E. Let's transition into some announcements, shall we? So first, I want to announce a very special event, and you all are hearing this first. I have not shared this with anybody else, but my nonprofit, Reach Worldwide, will be hosting another virtual event in partnership with CVS, one of our corporate sponsors. And we've hosted a previous event with them addressing vaccine hesitancy and just being a source of sound education for our community. And if you would like to see the replay of that event, I'll put it in the show notes and in the description box so you can tune into that. But this new event we have coming up with them is specifically about securing scholarships, securing internships, and also the apprenticeship opportunities that CVS provides if you don't want to go the route of going to college. And CVS will also be presenting their scholarship opportunities as well at this event. And so if you are in college and you need money to pay for college, this event is for you, so you can learn about the scholarship opportunities to do so. If you are in college and you're trying to secure a great internship, or even if you are in college and you're trying to secure an internship, this event is for you. If you aren't in college and you're looking for a career avenue that doesn't involve college, this event is for you. If you're in high school and you want to learn more about scholarships, internships, and possible career paths that might not involve going the traditional college route, this event is for you as well. Like, it's a diverse array of different categories of people that we're trying to help and just cover and make sure that we're all good in all of these areas. And so we're going to have some amazing guests, and I will be hosting the event as well, just as a side note. And so mark your calendars for October 17th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is when we will be hosting this virtual event. Again, that's October 17th, 2021, by the way, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be putting that information in the show notes. And I'll also share the link for you to sign up for Reach Worldwide's text list and email list so that you all can receive either a text or an email when the registration info releases. We haven't released it yet, but when we do, it'll be going to those places first. So if you sign up, you'll be sure to get it. All right, so for our next announcement, I want to remind you all to submit your audio questions for the Pick Faith segment. That's where you'll be able to pick my brain, ask me any questions, and I'll play your audio question on the podcast and answer it live. So just submit your audio question to thesupernaturalhustler@gmail.com, and I'll put that in the description box / show notes as well. And the next announcement is something I'm super excited about. It is called the Hustler Huddle, okay? And so this is where I want to help you all with application. I know that it can be so easy to listen to podcasts and watch YouTube videos, or even like when you read books and stuff, and you're soaking in all this information, yet it can be hard to actually apply what you are learning in real life. And so that's why I created the Hustler Huddle, because I wanted to create the opportunity to bring everybody together as a community of people who listen to this show and be like, okay, this is what we gonna do for the week after listening to this episode. Here's our action steps. Here's the things that we want to remember. And so here's how this is gonna work. For now, this is still in the experiment mode, seeing how it will go. But on Monday or Tuesday, I will be posting a graphic on our Instagram. Our Instagram is The Supernatural Hustler, by the way. So instead of taking notes on your phone with like a subpar aesthetic that you're not gonna be drawn to go back to and look at it, I will be providing a nice little graphic that's set up to where you can type in on Instagram the main points you got from the episode, things that stood out to you and that you want to remember, and even your favorite quote from the episode. Like, there's a box for everything, basically. And so what I'll do is I'll post it with my notes to give you all an example. And then on the next slide, I'll post it completely blank so that you can fill it in with your own notes. And I'll also include a space where you can tag a friend that you want to share the message with and challenge them to listen to the episode and do the same thing so that we can better ourselves and grow together. So if you want to participate in the Hustler Huddle, just follow our Instagram again at The Supernatural Hustler, and be sure to turn on your post notifications as well so that you won't miss when we make our posts. And this will be something that I think will be really, really cool for us to do, again, just to bring us together. And even when you think about sports teams and why they do huddles, those are the times where they review the plays that they're going to do or go over the game plan for the rest of the game. And so I want to create that same type of feel as a community and as a team of just individuals trying to better themselves in their career, in their calling, in what they are passionate about in life. So yeah, excited for that. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe to our show on wherever you're watching the podcast platform or on YouTube, wherever it is. Don't forget to subscribe so that our new episodes will appear on our feed whenever we release our new episodes on Monday. Monday is a release date for now. I'll let y'all know if it changes, but Monday seems to be the date that's working. So yeah. All right. So that was a lot of announcements, but there's a lot of exciting things that we had to go over, which I'm super grateful for. But now we can finally get into our topic for today. So the name of today's show is called The Truth About Mindset. Okay. And I specifically wanted to call this The Truth About Mindset because recently I needed to be brutally honest with myself about this topic. And so I wanted to be brutally honest with you all as well, because that's how it would be with friends in my life. You know, a brutal honest that's still nice and kind and, you know, a gentle type of brutal honest, but still we have to be honest with ourselves and our friends when there are areas in life where we might be slipping. And so, yeah, that's why I wanted to just really stress the fact that I'm going to be getting into the truth about mindset today. So the first point that I wanted to make is that our mindset can literally make or break whatever it is that we're trying to do in life. So for example, whether it's we're interviewing for a job and our mindset going into that interview, or we're taking a class in a subject that is really challenging for us, or we might be going for a really ambitious goal or a scary goal in our business. Whatever it is, mindset is so important across the board. And I know you might be thinking, because I used to think this too, like, why is mindset so important? It's one of those things where it's like, okay, I get it. But I really want us to understand how deep this really is. And so the reason why mindset is such a key thing is because every single action that we take starts in our mind. So if we go into something with the mindset that we're not good enough, or that we don't belong somewhere, or that we can't do something, that mindset will keep us from taking opportunities. It might be the reason why we procrastinate and end up missing deadlines. And there are so many other examples of how a messed up mindset can affect our lives negatively. But on the flip side, a mindset that says that we're capable, and a mindset where we are confident in ourselves and of what we have to offer, will positively affect our lives. And I know this is common information that we hear all the time. You know, mindset is talked about so much that we can become kind of desensitized to it, like the I know I need to believe in myself type thing. But something I've realized is we can think we're doing something when we're really not, because especially with the age of social media, it's so easy to repost on our stories the quotes about mindset in life. And meanwhile, we're not applying nothing we reposting. Like, our mindset could literally be a mess and our confidence could be in shambles. Yet we're reposting and talking about this stuff, but not actually applying in real life. I'm not saying that's everybody or all the time, but in my experience, for me personally, I can say that's something that I've done. And I wouldn't be surprised if other people did that as well. So I want our real lives to reflect what we're reposting as well, you know? And so in this episode, I really, really want to walk us through the process of checking our mindsets. And I have three simple points that I want to share. And also, just as a disclaimer, these go in order. The last episode, the points didn't really go in order, but this time you want to pay attention to the order in which I'm sharing the points, because that will matter later when you go and apply them. So the first point is, as you are going about your day, be on the lookout for areas of your life where your mindset is negatively affecting you. Okay. So my personal example of this is this past week, I had to fill out a questionnaire for a company that we just started working with in my nonprofit. And I remember pulling up the questionnaire, looking at all the questions that I had to fill out. And I don't know if it was the volume of the questions and also the specific questions that were being asked. It was probably a combination of both, But I caught myself having the mindset of, I can't do this. This is too hard. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this. And it was literally affecting me actually filling it out because I was in the mindset of, yeah, nah, this is too much. Like, I don't know if I can do this right now. And there are personal reasons why, business reasons why, but all I knew is that I could pinpoint that area of my life where my mindset was negatively affecting me. So another example I want to share is a few months ago, we had the opportunity to apply for a huge grant with a large corporate company that gives away a lot of money to nonprofit work. And it was an amazing opportunity, y'all. Like, you have to be nominated for the grant by an owner of one of the chains. And so the fact that we were nominated was amazing in itself. And they was, listen, this grant, they were giving away a lot of money, y'all. Okay. It was a lot of money. But guess what? Guess what I did? As soon as I saw the application and how long it was, okay, not just how long it was, but the things that they were asking for as well. And I was like, my mom was the main one who was helping out with this application, as well with some of our board members. But I remember saying to my mom, I don't know if we can do this. Plus, we had to get it done in a super short window. And I automatically went into it with the mindset of, I don't know if this can be done. I don't even think we should go after it because this looked pretty impossible. And that was an area where my mindset was negatively impacting me because, spoiler alert, we ended up filling out the whole entire application on time. We ended up, for the things where we didn't have what we need, we ended up working really, really hard around the clock to get what we needed in time. And we were able to fill out this application that seemed impossible to me at first and what my mindset was telling me. So that's an example that I could give where I pinpointed an area where my mindset was like, yeah, nah, you know. So I want y'all to think of areas in your life where your mindset could be negatively affecting you. You might be on your way to class to take a test you studied super hard for, and you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good at this subject, so I'm probably still gonna fail. Or you might be on your way to a dance audition and you walk into the dance studio and you immediately start to scout the room and gauge where everybody is at and what you're up against. And you see homegirl over there doing a bunch of pirouettes. Okay, I forgot. This is not a dance show, but pirouettes are basically turns. So she over there doing a bunch of turns. She doing like 10 turns in a row. And you're like, dang, I can't do that. She's better than me. Oh my gosh, these people are better than me. And you're like, oh my gosh, why am I even here? I'm not going to get in. And it's just like a lot. So that might be an area and you just start doubting yourself, or you might have an interview for an internship or a job or anything like that. And you go in thinking you're unqualified for the position automatically. Like, those are examples of how your mindset could be negatively impacting you. So step one is just to pinpoint those areas. That's all you have to do for step one. And also, I want to point out too that your mindset could be affecting you in your everyday tasks as well. So it doesn't have to be like a huge thing like taking a test or an interview or an audition and stuff like that. It could literally just be an everyday task that you have to do, such as checking your emails or anything, honestly. Your mindset could be negatively affecting you. So just remember that. Okay, the second point is speak life over those areas you have identified, okay? Again, speak life over those areas you have identified. And in my notes, I put speak or think life because you might be in a situation where you can't talk out loud. So you have to literally think those thoughts of a life over those areas that you have pinpointed. And so I'm going to go back and retrace the scenarios and give you all examples of how you could speak life over these certain situations. So, for example, with me in the questionnaire that I had to fill out for my organization, something I could have done to speak life and something I actually did do in the moment was telling myself, I'm capable. You are able to do this, Faith. There is no reason why you will not be able to fill this out. And just telling myself over and over again that I'm capable, I'm capable. Another example, with the grant that we were nominated for and had to apply for, I could have told myself the same thing. I'm capable. You can do this. You will be able to get everything that you need in time. You have 72 hours to get this done. You'll be able to do this. Just speaking life over the situation instead of staying in the mindset of, oh my gosh, there's no way we can do this. There's no way we can get this done. Because your mind won't go into figure it out mode and find a way mode. In that like grind mode where it's like, I'm about to get this by any means necessary. You're not about to enter into that mode if you're still in that negative mind space of we can't do this. And so that's something that I had to do. I realized what was holding me back and really going to that next level of work ethic and figuring it out was my mindset and how I was telling myself that this was impossible. So another example where you might be in school and you're about to take a test that you know you studied super hard for, but you're still doubting yourself and you're still in that negative mind space. Remind yourself of how hard you studied for the test, how you did a whole bunch of practice questions and you got a lot of them right, how you understand the concepts, how you went to office hours, how you put in the extra work. Remind yourself of all of that. Reflect on that while you're on the way to go take your test so you can start to get into the right mindset. For the dance audition, or really any audition, honestly, when you get in there, focus on yourself. Try not to look at other people. Be laser focused on you. Focus on the training that you have acquired thus far. Your years of training that you have put in so much work. And because it's so easy to forget, y'all, when you step into an audition room, it's easy to forget how many hours and days you have put into perfecting your craft. Once you see somebody that you think is better than you, all that go out the door. And so remind yourself of that. Remind yourself of the unique gift that you have that nobody else has. It's not that you're saying or thinking that you're better than everybody else, but it's simply saying that I have a unique spark about me when it comes to performing and when it comes to what I do that nobody else has because they're not me. And just like I have my own unique spark, so does the person next to me. Like reminding yourself of how amazing you are is something that you can do to speak or think life over yourself in a situation like that. And for the interview with a internship or a job opportunity and you're thinking you're unqualified, remind yourself of the things you have done thus far to prepare for this position. Remind yourself of all the experience that you had in high school, in college, all of the volunteer work that you did, all of the planning that you did for maybe a organization that you have or organization you worked for or volunteered for, or just remind yourself of the things that qualify you for that position, even the qualities about yourself. They don't have to be things that are accolades and all these huge things. It could be qualities that you know to be true about yourself. You're a hard worker. You are diligent. You are reliable. All of those things. Remind yourself of those things about yourself. Those are things that you can do in a situation like that. And continue to speak those life-giving words over yourself until you actually begin to believe what you're saying. And until you actually are able to identify that your mindset is actually shifting for the better, okay? So that's the second point. Speak life over the things that you have identified. And lastly, this is super, super, super important. Stay in a constant state of intentionally checking your mindset, no matter how far you are on your journey, okay? Again, stay in a constant state of intentionally checking your mindset, no matter how far you are on your journey. So why is this so important? The answer to this is really simple. It's because we forget stuff. That's it. That's honestly it. As humans, we forget stuff. And think about this. Why do we use calendars, right? We use calendars to remind ourselves of the things we have to show up for. And so because we have a lot going on in our lives. And so it's the same thing mentally. We have a lot going on in our minds. And I want y'all to remember something. Just how we should not underestimate how powerful our minds are, we also should not underestimate how vulnerable our minds are. Okay? I'm gonna say that again. Just how we shouldn't underestimate how powerful our minds are, we should not underestimate how vulnerable our minds are as well. So what do I mean by that? We face so many emotions every day, if you really, really think about it. And our emotions directly affect our thoughts. And so something can happen that might trigger you and it gets you back into that mindset of, oh, I'm not the right person for this, or this opportunity isn't for me, or I'm not good enough, whatever it is, it can get you back into that negative mindset. But just yesterday on Sunday, you came to the conclusion of, well, wait, I am the right person for this, or wait, I am capable of this, or I am able to do this. Like, you were confident and everything. But because something happened on Monday, today, you had that thought pop up again. Something triggered you and you had that same thought of, oh, wait, I'm not capable. I don't think I can do this. I don't think this is for me. And so in those moments, you have to remind yourself of the fact that you are capable, that you are qualified, that you are able to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. Remind yourself of these things, right? And it's okay if you have to do this every day. In fact, it's normal if you have to do this every day, because again, we face so much on the day-to-day basis and we have to renew our minds every single day. You could be having a casual conversation with a random person at a coffee shop and they tell you that it's impossible to start a business and have a well-balanced life where you're taking care of your health and where you're taking care of your social life and all of those things. And unknowingly, you might take in what they just told you. You don't even know it. You don't even know that you just took in everything that they just said. And so that's the thing that you're going to have to renew your mind from is that negative belief that they instilled into you. And so how do we practically do this? Okay. Number one, don't rely on your memory. Okay. Don't rely on your memory, y'all, because again, we forget stuff. So intentionally choose a quick daily mindset check exercise that you will commit to. So it could be setting reminders on your phone 3 times a day that simply says mindset check, or you could put a reminder on a sticky note and it just says check your mindset today or something like that, where it's just a quick evaluation that's something simple that you'll see every single day and doesn't take that much time to do, just so you can get that daily practice and daily habit in of seeing where you are mentally, checking on your mindset. And the last thing I wanted to share with you all is just to give yourself grace, because if you're in a negative mindset, remember that that's normal. It's completely normal and fine. Just remember that when you encounter those things, when you encounter those pockets of your mind where you know you can work on how you're thinking and what you believe about yourself, remember that you can change that. Remember that you can speak life over yourself and start to speak those affirmations, and it literally change how you show up and the actions that you take, and that you have the power to not allow your mindset to hold you back in life. And lastly, if you find yourself in a severely negative space on a regular basis, I highly suggest getting professional help, either through therapy or another mental health professional. And if you don't have access, you can also seek out free resources and books at your local library from mental health professionals. I personally suggest someone by the name of Dr. Caroline Leaf. She's a neuroscientist and she has amazing work. She has a lot of free resources online, and also she has really, really great books and speaks a lot about the mind, the brain, and kind of reprogramming the way that you think and the things that you believe about yourself. And she's a really, really great resource. But there's so many other people out there that you can look into if you just want a little bit extra help from a professional standpoint. And so, yeah, y'all, this concludes this episode of The Supernatural Hustler. If you like this episode or found it helpful in any way, think of at least one friend who you think needs to hear this and share it with them. Also, if you like this episode and you post about it, don't forget to tag us so that we can see it and repost it on our Instagram. And don't forget to participate in the Hustler Huddle if that's something you want to do. And lastly, don't forget to submit your questions for the Pick Faith segment as well. I love you all, and I will talk to you all in the next episode. Bye.